it's a defensiveness that people see that actually makes things worse. So I don't know how that would go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Angela, I'll bring you back in now. You've got some ideas?
Well, I didn't want for it to sound like I was just blaming her fault. I mean, he was just unlucky that this block he gave happened to be me. I mean, I'm sure mistakes like this happen every day. I've probably done it myself on a number of occasions. And when this first happened, I was thinking, well, do we have too many admins? You know, are people becoming an admin too easily if they can do this and just give an infinite block to someone? But then I thought, on the other hand, perhaps we don't have enough, because we don't have enough people now who have time to go and check, because there's all these admin backlogs, everyone's busy working, they don't have time to go and check on some IP that was blocked, who cares about that? Whereas if we're a bit more lenient with adminship and had a lot more admins, then mistakes would happen more, but there'd be more people available to actually go and check up on those things and unblock IPs if they were wrongly blocked.
So what do you think of the idea of giving every admin the ability to make and break adminship?
As long as that came with some sort of process of checking what admin actions being done. I mean, in the early days when there weren't that many, everyone was checking the deletion log and everyone kind of knew what had been deleted. I think we need to go back to that more and more, kind of encourage people to actually check what's happening, what other admins are doing.
Yeah, maybe that's obviously what we should be doing. Maybe just our ability to do that is what's, you know, that's what's caused the RFA to bloat or to get bigger and bigger, because we're trying to check things, we're trying to be sure. Maybe there's a kind of, it's that basic trust. You can't prove trust, can you? And that's sometimes what I feel RFA is trying to do. You're trying to absolutely require, you know, prove to me that you're trustworthy. And that's not how trust works. It has to be given at a certain point. And I'd certainly advocate the bar being a lot lower. I think I'd be a great admin. But I say this with my tongue in my cheek. WJB.
If people are trusted, they might still make mistakes, and I think we need to do something about that.
Yeah, well, and that goes towards better community. You know, perhaps we need to look at, you know, some peer support things. You know, admins, once you become an admin, Derova, I'll bring you back in at this point. How do you get better as an admin, you know? Oh, we lost you there.
Your head on the chopping block. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine. Sorry, you broke up in the middle there. So kick off again if you don't mind.
You'd never see me closing a deletion debate. I mean, I just never did that. I was going into other areas, things that I thought were undermanned.
And again, we've got a funny little cool thing. You were saying that you wouldn't touch the hot potatoes, you wouldn't close a difficult deletion debate, and then we lost you a bit, so carry on.
Oh, yeah.
I think the Skype gods are against us at the moment. What I'll get you to do, Drew, is just drop out, and then we'll re-add you and come back to you. WJB, on a final thought, we'll move towards concluding this sort of discussion. Do you think the bar should be significantly lowered? Or rather, that's my question to you. And then the corollary of that is, if you've identified this issue of encouragement, do you have any specific tangible, you know, proposals that we can think about? Or, you know, have you got anything that you might offer in that way at the moment?
Well, at the moment, with the system we have, I've argued before, the main way to affect change is a lot more by changing the attitude of the people who are commenting than it really is about cosmetic alterations of the process. And we've seen some quite successful drives in the future where, you know, we really need more admins, where you could see quite a shift in attitudes. And I think we need to work towards that. One of the things I've been doing at the moment is trying to cut some of the questions, try to remove some of the more examples of people really just asking some quite irrelevant questions because they have a captive audience, you know, good chance to vent their pet policy issue that they'd like someone's opinion on, and which makes the whole process very political. Do you agree with me on how this controversial policy should be read? It isn't really the sort of thing that we want for assessing whether someone is just generally competent and trustworthy. So that's certainly one of the areas I'm tackling, because people have said again and again that this overdose of questions is off-putting. And I think just generally encouraging people to look at the fact that we need more admins, that it's possible to learn on the job. One of the issues, and I think it's what we'll probably be moving on to talk about, is that people say that...
In fact, I'll just interrupt you there for a sec, just before we do move on, WJB. Daniel's got a quick question for you.
Really quickly, just Will, with the, you know how you said, do you agree with me on this? When you went through your RFP, did you find the questions, would you have closed this RFA, this contentious RFA, as a promote or no consensus? Did you find those questions helpful to the process as an RFB?
We're talking RFB here, when I applied for bureaucratship.
Yeah, and there was questions like, would you have closed this RFA in this way? I think you got two of them, from memory.
Yeah, did you that's on the other process. The problem with that one is that if you pick a very difficult decision that polarises the community, then if you come down very clearly on one side, you're likely to alienate other people. I sometimes think, I could see why people want to see how you would judge a difficult case, but I think sometimes that's also verging into politics. Were you in this camp or that camp on that issue?
And that diversion into politics brings us to we'll move just on, you know, we talked about the RFA on Wiki. One of the most controversial areas of admin rights, if you like, is on IRC, the off-Wiki channel. The admin's IRC channel, I had it there as a topic and just saying, you know, what's going on there? We can, of course, continue to chat about how this relates to adminship in general, but I was interested to read. There's been volumes written about the admin's IRC channel, and it's kind of, some people will tell you that it's mundane and that it's dull and it's just, you know, it's useful for stuff going on. And then there seems to be another view that it's politicized, that it's cabalish, and that it's unmonitored, uncensored. It's just not a healthy place. I quite fancied taking a look a couple of weeks ago, so I asked if I could have a guest pass. I just wanted to see these levels of, you know, exactly what sort of goes on. And I was told that I couldn't because it was, I was told, first of all, why would I want to? Because it was boring and nothing happened. And then when I said, well, if nothing happens, can't I come in? They said, oh, no, well, it's very private and secret, or it's we need to not let you in. That was Kim's asking response. Kim, I'll bring you back in here. What do you think of the IRC channel specifically?
I think the IRC channels are a very useful tool for a lot of things. But an admin's IRC channel is a closed channel. This has advantages and disadvantages. If you contact me after this chat, I'll see if I can grant you access to the channel. I don't see any particular reason why not, but I have to be very careful saying that. So I'm going to have to ask some people about it, but I don't see it would be impossible. Who did you ask?
I had a discussion on IRC and eventually with FT2 and a few other chats.
All right, I'll ask FT2 about it first before.
Well, we've got WJB. I think it was discussed in the channel, and I guess you were there at the time. WJB. What were your thoughts on that?
I was. One of the interesting issues that I think there is on whether or not we have non-admins into the channel is it's actually been a big source of criticism that if you just have a channel for all admins, the membership is clear, there's no sense of favoritism, we like you, we don't like you. Whereas once you start bringing in individual people outside that, there's this suggestion of a cliquishness, you like this person, you don't like that one. And you may have noticed in the arbitration cases about IRC, one of the biggest accusations was about the fact that we allow non-admins in. On the other hand, if you want to try and show that a forum actually is a positive one, that discussions there are beneficial, the way you want to do that is by bringing more people in. And I think that's the deadlock that was really being faced in those discussions. Yes, we'd love to have in some of the critics to get a feel for it on the one hand, but on the other hand, we're actually fueling that criticism of the admin channel that it's working on some sort of unknown.
Oh, WJ, I don't quite buy that, because for that to be the case, someone would have to assert that I was on the inside, sort of thing. That my particular case, that I somehow was a friend or an ex, you know, or somehow it was improper. I got the sense that it was refused because there was it was perceived to be sensitive.
Well, I could certainly tell you that those were the reasons why I fell down on the side of that. Until we get, as I see it, an agreement on how we would process an application from anyone who wasn't an admin, doing it on a case-by-case basis was a bad idea and was, in my mind, playing straight into all the reasons people thought the channel was bad. Yes, you know, part of the issue is that sensitive things get discussed. But, you know, you could work around that a bit. You could say, if someone was just around to get a feel for it, you could say, look, what we're going to talk about now really isn't appropriate. We're going to ask you to leave. So I think to some extent you could work around that, though it might make things a bit awkward. It could have been tried. To my mind, I think the much bigger issue is just about regulating membership. And we have a very easy way of regulating membership in terms of people pass RFA, they can join the admin channel. And the closer you stick to that, and yes, you can make a few exceptions for foundation personnel, stewards, developers who you might need the expertise of. But I think opening the door to sort of just someone who makes a plausible case is something that we really have to think about very carefully for what that means.
Does that put you, like, it's interesting to see that, you know, Kim mentions that, Kim just said there that, you know, there's no reason why, he didn't see a reason why you wouldn't be able to have a look at some point. And I think that's to a degree in tension with the, you're saying that we've got to think this through. We can't do this on a case by case. And I worry that that creates an inertia. That creates, it's a problem that the wiki has in other areas too, being that we can't,
JB,
can't try.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead,
ask you a question. I'll ask you here.
So we've got you, Kim. You're asking what's we're asking.
I'm asking WJB for his IRC identity, but I think I know what it is. And
I'm WJB Scribe on IRC. Nothing very sinister.
No. I'm trying to actually look up your access level.
Again. Oh, I just have ordinary access to the admin channel.
You're not actually an authority on this channel, and you have no authority over the channel. You have no authority to speak for the channel. I'd like to make.
I'm not
clear.
Speaking for the channel. I was asked. I said I participated in the discussion, and that I am, I expressed an opinion. I've repeated the opinion. I don't. If you want
fair
to
enough.
Completely.
I just want to have it for the record that you are not actually speaking for the channel.
Yeah, I feel a bit culpable there. I may have led WJB into that because I was asking what he thinks, but that's on the record there now. In regard, yeah. I'd just say generally with IRC, I think this back to your approach. We'll come to you in just a sec, Daniel. But WJB, the thought that we need to solve things globally before we try them, I think that can be quite dangerous in the wiki, and I think that we see it in lots of areas where we try and come up with a complete solution for something. We say, no, we can't possibly try this, so that'll happen. Or you see what I mean? I can see the dangers of just trying things. Don't get me wrong, but I think that it's sort of like if there's a rock and a hard place here, there's trying nothing because we can't solve everything. Which equals, you know, global stagnation, I guess. Daniel, I'll throw to you because your feeling's running high on this, yeah?
Yeah, just quickly, as a matter of clarification on a broader scale rather than just interjections for the record, in recent times, there's been a couple of non-administrator additions to Wikipedia EN admins by certain operators who feel that they, as operators, make the decisions without consulting the consensus of the channel. In one particular case, the channel was consulted by the operator core, and the response almost unanimously from the channel was, no, this user should have access because he is an administrator. But a couple of operators felt that, A, they didn't want that person in the channel for reasons which I won't name because that goes into like the whole discussing people and not here thing, but they didn't want this administrator in the channel, and they felt that because they were the operators, they made the decisions regardless of what the channel as a whole thought. And
sorry, before you go into that point, Daniel, just before you go into the point about that being improper and consensus, was an administrator refused access to the channel?
No, an administrator was originally in the channel and certain things developed and a couple of operators wanted to remove this operator from the channel, and in the end, because they were so adamant that they wanted to remove this person from the channel, even when consulting like the channel said, no, keep them in. And then in the end, a meeting was called, and there was basically, they got those couple of operators who initially said, no, we're sovereign, we make the decisions. They were eventually struck down. But I just thought I'd put that on the record because you were just getting one side of the story before.
Yeah, it just seems like the whole place is a bit mucky. And
That was the lowest moment of the channel since I've been in it. I was outraged because they were suggesting that an administrator, because of their opinions on certain matters, should be kicked out. It was just entirely political and ridiculous, really.
Well, actually, I'm going to go on the record on that as well. This person is actually a security risk to the Wikimedia Foundation.
Oh, please.
Oh, come on, Kim, that's ridiculous and you know it.
That's ridiculous. And that's absurd. And what was even more absurd...
I'm not going to say more right now. Well, maybe I should. No, I can't say any more without revealing the identity of the person in question, so I'm going to leave it at that for now.